USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the race to vaccinate Americans continues, the White House is reallocating doses of coronavirus vaccines and having them shipped to areas of greater need.
We're in a different phase now than we were even a couple of weeks ago in terms of access to supply, and we want to ensure that we free up unused and unordered doses.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the new plan allows for more flexibility in the changing landscape of the vaccinations. Attorney General Merrick Garland is concerned about security at federal courthouses across the country. Garland noting the rise of domestic violent extremism during a House hearing.
Judges, as true of many other government officials, both in the federal and state governments, are becoming more likely to be targets.
The Antifa riots continuing in Portland, Oregon, with five people being arrested there over the weekend. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Messenger. In March 2020, remote and blended learning models started for millions of students, which in turn has required educators to use technology, including video conferencing, to conduct classes, assign homework, and grade projects. And while technology has helped students learn, it's also provided a way to show appreciation for teachers. Using Messenger Rooms, families can pay tribute to a teacher in a closed ecosystem, just with those participating, or they can choose to broadcast in a live room to a Facebook group. Lauren Cascio, Director of Product Design for Messenger Rooms.
Teachers are often underappreciated, so this year we are taking a step back to show gratitude to them. Messenger Rooms allows up to 50 people to join a free video call. So in the lead up to National Teacher Appreciation Day, we've collaborated with Say It Now to encourage parents and students to organize group tributes for a teacher that has made a difference in their lives.
For more, visit messengernews.fb.com.
The smuggling of illegal immigrants by boat is becoming a more common occurrence off the coast of California. According to data from the U.S. Border Patrol, agents documented 309 maritime smuggling events in the San Diego sector in fiscal year 2020. And agents have logged 157 maritime smuggling events so far this fiscal year. Border Patrol agent Jeff Stevenson reminding everyone.
The smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
Pfizer's top science officer says folks at the greatest risk will be first in line to get COVID-19 booster shots. The company expects people who have been vaccinated will need a third dose within 12 months of being fully vaccinated. The shots will likely be needed annually. Pfizer expects to make $26 billion this year from the sale of its COVID-19 vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are crying foul after it was discovered that a teachers' union is influencing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
A teachers' union is undermining the CDC and its scientific facts. The American Federation of Teachers lobbied the Center for Disease Control and Prevention changing language on the federal agency's school reopening guidance released in February. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News, the president needs to get a backbone and do what's right for our kids.
I mean, all the president has to do is stand up and be very firm. The teachers aren't the problem. It's our leadership. It's the teacher unions.
Teachers' unions in America are not scientists, but it is being reported they did donate roughly $20 million to the President Biden campaign. Former Nevada Attorney General, Republican Adam Laxalt.
This is an absolute smoking gun. And what's going on is that the largest teachers' union that gave record amounts of money to Joe Biden and other Democrats last summer. They're at the table. They're directly involved in, you know, helping to steer the science and being part of this process.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas wants all kids back in school now.
We shouldn't have a politicized public health bureaucracy like the CDC answering at the beck and call of the teachers' unions. We need kids back in school.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.